National Rugby Championships this weekend, and it's highlighted today in Armidale by the New South Wales Country Eagles playing the Canberra Vikings at Bellevue Oval, and one of the Vikings' best and a wallaby is Sam Carter from Corindai, and Sam joins me online now. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure, but unfortunately the people in Armidale are not going to get to see you today.
No, I'm not in the lineup this week, but I played the first three matches and I'll be back in a couple of weeks, I think.
You didn't play that badly in the first three, surely?
No, just a rotation policy. They want to give some of the younger guys a go and get a bit of exposure for them.
They didn't want you starring against Paddy Ryan and a couple of other locals on local turf.
No, it would have been good to get up there in Armidale and have a run around against the Country Eagles, but it's not to be this time.
Now, the Vikings have gone fairly well, scoring plenty of points, had two good wins, but a narrow loss in Brisbane last week.
Yeah, it was a tough loss up there. It was actually a bit harder than the blokes down in Canberra and myself thought it was going to be, but it was a very entertaining match. I think we went down 42-40 and scored right on the bell to get it close. We had a chance to win it, but we just missed out in the end.
Now, you hail from Corindai, where you're naturally going to play rugby when your dad's a wallaby and Dave. So, did you play any other sports as in your early childhood?
Yeah, I did. I always played rugby from a young age, but I actually played soccer and cricket and a few other sports through school. So, I was always a pretty active kid, and I enjoyed my rugby the most, and that's what I carried on with.
Yeah, well, when you went to Scots College, I should imagine that rugby was the number one game.
Yeah, it was. You don't get too many options for your winter sport, and so I just stuck with rugby, and it's worked out pretty well for me.
Yes, you've had a fairly good career, in and out of the Wallabies, a dozen or so caps, so you'd be hoping to get back there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you play rugby, especially professionally, you want to play at the highest level, and the Wallabies is the pinnacle for me, so anything I can do to get myself in that jersey, I'll be doing.
And the Brumbies, how are they looking for the coming season?
Yeah, good. I think we've turned a few heads this year. We had a we made the finals for 4-20. I think we did better than a lot of people expected us to do. So next year there'll be that expectation again. We've got a few blokes coming back. We'll have Christian back from, obviously, his illness, and Polly's coming back from Japan, so it should be a pretty strong squad.
Now, the Wallabies had a win over Argentina last week. You would have watched?
Yeah, that looked really good. It was a bit slow the first half, but in the second half they really ran away with it and showed some quality attacking football.
Now, you should imagine you're keen to get back into the green and gold jersey. And I suppose the ultimate is to take on the All Blacks.
Absolutely. I mean, the All Blacks at the moment are number one. They're there for a reason. They're playing outstanding footy, and it's very tough to beat them, but that's something we're working on and always striving to do.
Now, today, the Vikings, what sort of side are you sending out around against the Country Eagles? I should imagine there were mixed emotions for you because you played for both.
Yeah, I played a couple of caps for the Country Eagles in 2016. Leading into that World Cup. So I know a few of the boys are playing out there today, and obviously the Vikings got a base down in Canberra I've got a strong affiliation with as well, so I'm sure the Vikings will turn up ready to play, and it should be a really good contest.
And of course, will you be back? Because I think next weekend you're hosting Fiji, which is better than travelling to Fiji.
Yeah, we are. We've got them down in Canberra at Viking Park. I've got them on there. It's going to be a tough contest down there in Canberra next week.
I think it's a Friday night game. Will you be back for that?
Yeah, I'll definitely be available. So I'll have to see if I get...
And a couple of days at home this week, catch up with Dad. Will make you do some farming?
Yeah, just a little bit. Nothing too strenuous. Had a few odd jobs to tie up around the farm this week, so it was good to get back and just really relax and see the parents.
Righty, all the best, and we're not sure who we should bag for today, but we'll be watching with interest.
Yeah, just hopefully it's a great match, and they really turn it on for the people who turn up there at Bellevue Oval in Armidale this afternoon.
Thanks, Sam.